Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What's up? Hey there. Welcome to this edition of The Chalin Show. Kind of a different type of episode, one I haven't done before, but based on popular demand, based on your request, here it is, my top 20 picks for documentaries.
Welcome to The Chalin Show. Chalin is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
People are always surprised when I talk about the number of audiobooks, podcasts, and documentaries that I watch. They're like, don't you, like, have a business to run or things to do? Like, how are you consuming all this information? Well, it's just part of what I do. Like, my evening routine with my husband, with my daughter Sierra, with Brock when he's home, we watch documentaries. We don't watch any scripted TV whatsoever. We freaking love documentaries. It's something that we have done with our kids since they were in middle school, and we've loved it. And I think documentaries are awesome. Just remember that most documentaries, they have a bias. I think originally when documentaries were first created, there was kind of this belief that a true documentary is just showing you the facts, kind of like a news report, and it was supposed to be unbiased. But clearly today we know that any documentary, you're looking at it through the lens of the filmmaker, and they have natural biases. Is that a word? Biases? Whatever. They have their own perspective, and you're catching a piece of that as well. But so many of them are just a really great way to start conversations, to expose your family and your kids to real life. And it's really cool. So if you have a difficult time, this is just a family thing right now, like a parenting thing. If you have a difficult time connecting with your kids on something, on some level, maybe they're all caught up in their video games or they spend a lot of time in their bedrooms, have them pick the documentary and watch it as a family. That was like a rule in our household. Nobody went to their room to like get away from the family or play video games or even to do their homework. Our kids watched TV, watched documentaries with mom and dad. That's what we did. And they would often do their homework at the same time or maybe before it, but I don't know. It just became a really great way for us to bond and spend time together and have good conversations, talk about the things that matter. Okay, so without further ado, here are my top picks. And I'm going to begin with documentaries you can find right now on either iTunes or Amazon Prime. And by the way, some of these are older, some of them I've watched recently. I tried to include as many new ones as possible. But then there were just some that I'm like, oh my gosh, if people don't know about this one, they need to watch it too. So let me start with RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This documentary is awesome. Forget about your political persuasion. In my mind, this is a documentary that's a love story. And it's about quiet confidence that I find so fascinating in women. But this story isn't just about female empowerment and the impact this woman has had on our culture, our laws, our judiciary system, but it's also a story, a true love story. Second, The Dawn Wall, D-A-W-N, Dawn. I think sometimes they say that like a Michigander. Here in California, they say Dawn. It's D-A-W-N, Dawn Wall. This movie is unfreaking real. Like it's a million stories in one. I think every twist and turn of this guy's life could be a movie in and of itself. It's a story of, I forget his name, but a guy who climbs vertical rock walls, like the face of a rock, 3,000 foot face of a wall. But it's so much more than a story about a guy who's a climber. It's about dedication, bordering on obsession. It's about friendship and perseverance. And at every turn, you're just going to go, no way, no way. How did he do that? How is that possible? How did he overcome this? It's really quite fascinating. Next up, Three Identical Strangers. This is a story about three identical triplets, which I didn't even know that was a possibility, a thing. I guess I better go back to health class. Anyways, the story of three identical triplets separated at birth, raised in three very different homes. Three very different homes from a socioeconomic standpoint. They later meet up. And I mean, this documentary is fascinating, not just by how they figured out that they were brothers and how much they had in common, but how many things they had which were different because of nurturing. It really answers the question or digs deep into the idea of nature versus nurture. Are we the way we are because that's in our DNA, or how much of that has to do with the home or the household or the parents that raised us? This movie has some real shocking twists and turns. It's pretty riveting. It's exciting. Next up, Eating You Alive. This is for those of you who are, you know, really curious and interested in the way that the food that we're eating is not only killing us, it's also bankrupting our country. That's a really good one to watch with your kids. Next, Abducted in Plain Sight, not one you want to watch with the children. It's a true crime story. It's one of those stories where Brett will say, why are we watching this? Like, he hates these kinds of documentaries. I find them fascinating because, first of all, it allows you to take a peek and look into the mind of a sociopath. This is the story of a child predator and how they operate, how they can manipulate parents. And you're going to find yourself wanting to judge the parents hardcore, but you're also at the same time, because they're so honest and open about how this happened to them. I mean, they're really, really honest. It just gives you an awareness that I think every parent needs to have. It's shocking. It's sad. It's disgusting. It's creepy. But I think we need to see these kinds of things. I just really do. Number six, Transformer. Whoa, this one is a shocker. Woo, I'm not even kidding. This one's crazy. It's about this gentleman who was a world-class bodybuilder, powerlifter, cancer survivor, former U.S. Marine, like a dude, right? So you're picturing this bodybuilder, powerlifter, former Marine. He's like such a giant dude, right? Except all his life felt that he was in the wrong body, that he was actually a woman. So you're following him in this documentary through his transitioning to be a woman. It's so weird at first because you're like, what, huh? Right? Like, this is a guy who doesn't even look like a real guy. He looks like, you know, the Hulk. And now he's transitioning to be a woman. But get this, he still wants to be a powerlifter. Here's the underlying fabulous piece to this documentary, in my personal opinion. It's the parenting. He does such a good job with his boys. And for me, the underlying message in this movie and how beautiful his boys adjusted and adapted and accepted and supported and loved on his father. And these are young boys. So you kind of watch them through this whole transition. And they're, you know, from middle school into teenagers into high school. And they're just so solid and so smart. And I kept thinking, the reason why these kids were so well adjusted and the family was so healthy is because there was never a secret. Dad was always very honest and forthcoming with what he was going through and what he was feeling. And as I always say, you are as sick as your secrets. And this is a family that didn't keep secrets. It's really quite fascinating. I mean, I loved it. Not everybody's cup of tea. I loved it. Number seven, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Oh my gosh, I could cry. This is a documentary that you must watch with your family. It's the story of Fred Rogers, who played Mr. Rogers. And my fear was, when I started watching this, oh no, this is going to be one of those documentaries where I'm sadly disappointed that he was actually a creeper and the reason why he liked to be around kids. Nope. Whew, none of that was true. The sweetest, kindest, pure-hearted, good person who loved children. Like, this documentary will make you cry tears of joy. Like the kind of tears, the type of emotion you feel when you realize God is good and there are good people. It's just going to warm your heart. Watch that one with your kids. Number eight, Heal. Woo-wee. This is a powerful one. Wow, you've got to have a little bit of a belief in the mind-body connection. This is a movie about the connection between disease and our ability to heal, and the connection between our unresolved traumas and pain from the past, and how that can often manifest in the form of disease or our inability to heal. This is really a fascinating one, especially if you've got anyone you know who's dealing with kind of unexplained illnesses, autoimmune disease, cancer, things that just kind of don't make sense. Watch this movie. Number 9. I've mentioned this one before on a few podcasts. It's a must. It is a must. It's called Alive Inside. And in this documentary, the subject of the documentary is this guy who really has this fascination with where our brain stores memory and emotion and the connection to music. So he has this theory, this hypothesis about that whole idea. And he goes into nursing homes and he starts working with people in nursing homes, patients who have been basically comatose for years, no communication, often bedridden, you know, just kind of like rocking in a chair. Basically, they're alive, but they're also dead. You know what I mean? Like there's no communication. It seems like there's no one there. They don't respond. They're alive, but they're not really present, if you will. So we're talking about people with Alzheimer's, advanced disease of dementia, just different conditions, deteriorating brain conditions. Cognitively, they just seem like they're gone. So he goes into these nursing homes with this experiment of putting together a playlist based around whatever music was very popular for that particular patient at about maybe age like maybe 16 to 20, right? And think about it. That's when you're really, really into music. So he would go in, you'd put these, you know, headphones on these patients and you watch them come alive. It really helps you to understand the power of music and why it is you can hear a certain song and you feel the emotion and all of the things that you were feeling. You even feel the youth that you had when you made a connection to that song. This is a really beautiful documentary, and especially if you're someone who believes in the transformative power of music, it's a must watch. Number 10, this one came out a while ago, maybe even in 2015. It's called Wolfpack. It's sad and it's inspirational at the same time. It's a story of these six brothers whose crazy father raised them someplace in New York. I can't remember where, but they basically never left their apartment for all of their lives. They didn't go to school. They just lived in this tiny little apartment with their mom and their dad, but they were isolated from the outside world. And what they did is they rented movies. True story. They rented movies, and to entertain themselves, they would become the characters in these movies and completely reenact them. It's really just a fascinating story because eventually they break free. And then you kind of follow them, and they're so cool looking too. That's the other thing, is like these six brothers, they're just fascinating. And it's an interesting story. And for me, like to think that that could be happening in the apartment that's next door to you, like the fascinating things that happen behind closed doors just blows my mind. All right, let's move on to Netflix. Netflix, you know, frankly, I don't know about you, but I've been having a hard time trying to find great documentaries on Netflix. Netflix, get your life together. We've got some good ones, though. I'm going to share them with you, my top 10 at the moment. Number one is the Fyre Festival. Fyre, but it's spelled F-Y-R-E, Fyre Festival. It's considered the party that never happened. It's the story of this amazingly huge music festival that was promoted on social media by all the famous models and social influencers, and everybody was talking about it, and all the rich kids were going to go to this amazing festival on this private island, and there were going to be all these amazing artists, like the top artists, rap artists, pop artists. You were going to be able to stay in these amazingly beautiful bungalows, flying in on private jets. I mean, it really looked like the ultimate socialite vacation. And here are all these kids across America plunking down mom and dad's credit card, thinking they're going to go to this fire festival. The whole event was organized by rapper Ja Rule and this kid, literally, he's like a kid in his early 20s, Billy McFarlane. And this kid, I don't even understand, but he had this power over everybody. And he was basically a complete con man. The whole thing was basically a fraud. It didn't happen. But yet all the people went to the island. It's really quite scary what could have happened. It could have been much worse. But I think the underlying kind of scary message in this documentary is how easily we can be convinced by the right persuasive individual and, unfortunately, social media influencers, who, by the way, never planned on being there, but were willing to accept a paycheck to pretend that they were. Don't even get me started on social media influencers. Speaking of which, American Meme, that's another one you have to watch. If you're of the mindset that this whole social media thing and the social media influencers and these people who are lying to you and lying to our kids and pretending that they're using products that they're not using, they're just accepting payment for it, and the influence and the power and persuasion they have over people, if that scares you and at the same time is a little bit fascinating and you wonder like what's going to happen, watch American Meme. Because I don't know, it's almost like the sad state of where we are with social media, but I think it can and it will get worse. So watch that one. Pet Fooled. And I'll spell that for you. Pet, P-E-T, Fooled, F-O-O-L-E-D. If you have fur babies, cats, or dogs, and you care about them and you love them, you need to watch this documentary. You don't even have to watch it all the way through. If you just watch the first half of it, you're going to realize that what's happening in our own food supply is exactly what's happened, and worse than that, with our animals. And it is the reason why people's pets are dying way younger than they should, that they have arthritis and all these diseases that animals in the wild don't have. It's because we're feeding them garbage. And you're going to understand what we should be feeding our pets. And this will change the way you feed the family members with fur that you love and you want them to live forever. While we're on that subject, two more. First is called Magic Pill. OMG, I'm begging you to put this as first on your list. This one will blow you away. It's about how our food can be used to heal most diseases. It's not just science-y and doctors. You'll literally follow the stories of this little girl with autism, patients with cancer, autoimmune diseases. It's really fascinating because you see them at the beginning while they're suffering from their conditions, and then the radical transformations that happen just by changing their food. Watch Magic Pill. And then after you watch Magic Pill and you're like, oh my gosh, okay, I get it. I believe it. Now, but how do I fix myself? How do I put together a plan for my loved ones or my family members? I want to change the legacy of health in my family. Yeah. Well, then you go and you pre-order yourself a copy of The 131 Method, because the documentary Magic Pill, if that makes you realize that there's a huge problem, but you aren't quite sure on how to put together a plan to solve that problem for you and your family, that's where the 131 method comes into play. The next, this one shocked the pants off of me. It's called Root Cause. This is a documentary about root canals. And I actually learned about this from one of you who reached out to me and said, okay, you have to watch this documentary, because you knew that I'd done a bunch of root canals. Like, I'd had so many problems with these one tooth root canal that affected the tooth next to it. And it was just like a nightmare. And I had failed root canal after failed root canal after failed. I did like, I think, three different root canals on the same side, the same two teeth. And they just kept failing. And I'm like, well, why am I doing this? And there's no refund. And it was also at the time that I was having all those health problems. You'll watch this documentary and you will feel very differently about dentistry and how it impacts our health. I mean, there's so many things where you're like, oh, hello, of course, what were we thinking? This is an eye opener. Let me save you some time when you're watching this documentary. It's a great documentary, except the reenactments. You can pretty much skip or fast forward through those, and you'll know what parts those are, because there's a voiceover or a narrator for this documentary, and then they have this actor who's kind of like reenacting what the narrator went through to figure out his own health problems. And that's probably 15 minutes of the movie, and it's really quite cheesy, unnecessary. And you can fast forward and get the gist of it. Anytime any of the doctors are speaking, yeah, hit play and listen to what they have to say and be ready to be shocked. And then, you know, I should probably do a follow-up and tell you how I'm so happy I made some pretty radical decisions about my own teeth, what I did with those two failed root canals. I opted to have implants put in instead, and I found a doctor, a holistic dentist. We didn't do a metal implant. I didn't do a titanium or a metal implant. I did a ceramic implant there so that I wouldn't have metal in my body, and it just really made a huge difference. Anyways, you've got to watch those. And now getting back to some of the fun stuff. Next would be Gaga. If you're a Lady Gaga fan, you probably already know about her documentary called 5'2". If you're not a Lady Gaga fan, but if you appreciate pure genius with a dash of crazy, watch this documentary. It's so good. She's just so talented and creative and amazing. And it's a great documentary. You almost feel sorry for her. She works so hard. I mean, she's just almost a slave to her craft, if that makes sense. Great documentary. Next, and these two are a series. The first one would be Making of a Murderer Part 2. Now, I'm sure you heard everyone talking about Making of a Murderer Part 1. Okay, fine. Whether or not you watched it or not, it doesn't matter. Go to Making a Murderer Part 2. Whoo! So good. They'll recap Part 1 a little bit for you in the beginning. And if I may, the first couple of episodes were kind of slow, but then you meet the attorney that takes on his case, and she is fascinating. Like, I cannot get enough of her. She might be the smartest woman on the planet. I'm fascinated by her demeanor, the way she talks, the way she thinks. I mean, we couldn't get enough of that one. As well as, while we're talking about a series, The Staircase. It's a true crime movie. It's a true crime documentary. And it's just has so many weird twists and turns and crazy, bizarre happenings. It's this, I think he was a doctor, I can't remember, but his wife either fell down the stairs or she was pushed down the stairs. And all of the twists and turns in this true crime documentary are going to have you rushing home every night to watch the next episode or staying up way past your bedtime to watch just one more. Another series is The Keepers. This is one you do not want to watch with your children. It's scary. And I'm just going to tell you, if you are triggered by stories of child molestation, stories that happened within the Catholic Church and murder, this is a pretty traumatic documentary. I mean, it truly haunted me, but it was good. The Keepers. It's a story of the life and death of a nun in Baltimore. This nun was killed. What is kind of fascinating is perhaps why it was she was murdered, theories around who murdered her, and perhaps why it was covered up. Really quite fascinating. And my final Netflix recommendation for you is Thin Blue Line, also a true crime story. But I have to tell you, I'm including this one, but I haven't watched it. But I feel like I have to include it because so many people on my Instagram account DM'd me to say, okay, you've got to watch this one, Thin Blue Line. So I haven't watched it yet, but based on the recommendations of all the people you and I both know, it seems like a safe enough bet. I'd love to know what you think about these after you watch them, so feel free to share with me your review. And if, in fact, you'd like for me to do this from time to time, literally, I had to narrow it down to 10 on Netflix and 10 on iTunes, which, by the way, if it's on iTunes, you can also watch it on Amazon Prime. You don't need to have a special TV. You can watch Netflix from your phone. The same with Amazon Prime or iTunes documentaries. You can watch those from your phone or your smart TV. Any device, which is really cool. But these are great documentaries. I'd love to know if you'd like to have me do this maybe, I don't know, every 6 months or at least once a year. You let me know. I have so many more I could share with you. I'm going to include a list of these documentaries in our show notes. So you can just look below this episode. But I'd love to hear from you. So hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram or Snapchat or wherever you are in social media. And let me know what you think after watching one or all of these documentaries. And if, in fact, you'd like for me to do this more often. I love hearing from you. And by the way, thank you so much to everyone who sent me a screenshot of your pre-order for my book. Literally for my birthday, so many of you sent me screenshots and said, here, this is what I got you for your birthday. And I just want to say thank you so much. It really did mean the world to me. Thank you for giving yourself that gift in my honor. It means so much. And if you haven't picked up a copy yet, I would love to encourage you to do so. When you do, go to 131methodbook.com because there I give you instructions of how you can take advantage of the free bonus I've created just for those of you who are pre-ordering the book. It's my mindset audio coaching program, and it's going to make a huge difference because let's face it, if everyone knew what to eat, how to eat, and when to exercise, if that was the only thing we needed to fix, we wouldn't have an obesity and disease epidemic going on in the world. It's more than that. It's also mindset. And I want to help you with both of those pieces. So please visit 131methodbook.com. And thank you so much for spending this time with me. You are thebomb.com. This edition of The Chalene Show was brought to you by 131 Movement. Stop dieting. Save your brain. Save your gut. Live longer. Feel better. Stop going on a diet or following somebody else's rules and figure out what it means to have your own diet. Figure out a method that actually serves you, that helps you to be a better version of yourself. Let go of all of this craziness and confusion that surrounds diet and understand the science of one, the study of one. Join the 131 movement today. We're taking back the word diet and getting what we are rightfully entitled to, which is our health. You deserve not just to look amazing, but to feel amazing. I'd love for you to learn more about my personal journey and why this is a true passion for me. I invite you to learn more by going to 131movement.com.